I had to hit that one off. Can you get it?
It tells me, okay, let's see.
Yeah. Searching for that gold mine.
Yeah, she's been searching a long time.
That's okay. This is Dora Cash, and not ever the lady right over there is Miss Paula. And we're here to bring you another edition of Oro and Miss Paula and then some here on KDCL Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the entire world. And I hear a little bit of an echo, so I hope we're doing okay there. And she's still searching for that gold mine.
It's probably because we're sitting so close together.
Could be, could be. Except this, both of them, I think, are supposed to be noise cancellation mics. I don't have any feedback to hear what I'm saying, so I guess it's working. We used to go by that. I guess you could pull up the show on the phone and see why you...
Well, well... Okay. Tonight we're going to cover a variety of topics in the hour that we're on. You're supposed to mute your phone when you're in a meeting. Anyway, if you want to call in and talk on the switchboard about anything and everything, the call-in number is 515-602-9763. We'll be glad to have you on the switchboard. And you can talk about whatever you want to talk about within reason.
We got a real bad loop.
Yeah, well, between the phone and your microphone and... So
no, it's not the phone. I got it muted. It's not the phone. We got a really cool echo. We're going to have to fix that. We'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm not sure how we fix it, except I'm going to have to call in, I guess.
Hang on.
How did you get in? Did you hit? Oh, I bet it's Skype's doing it.
Oh, yeah, you didn't, we didn't hang up, did we? There it is. Oh, no. Okay.
And by now?
That sounds a lot clearer. We didn't shut off the Skype call we were doing.
Okay, now let me check it on here. Good.
We're supposed to have had this rust knocked off there. What was it, Sunday night? We were supposed to be through this part.
Saturday
night. Anyway, call in at 515-602-9763, and some of the topics we're going to be covering tonight are the Rise Up Challenge with
it needs shut down. It's got a really bad loop going.
Okay. Oh, let me try one thing here. I was starting to do that, and you distracted me. Yeah. Well, why don't you take care of that while I see if I can shut down some of this echo. Like, ask them who they are, and 804 is a Virginia number.
Yeah. 4798. We won't give away the last four there, but your microphone's open. We're having a lot of technical challenges
Hi.
Right now.
How are you tonight? I just came across your show. It looks like you're working on social networking.
Right, right.
I'm all about that. I'm actually a global visionary, and I'm bringing forth very powerful strategies. I'm committed to empowering women and indigenous people globally, and at the same time, rooting out corruption and bringing in new paradigms to transform the entire fields of global economics, education, politics, religion, and more through spirituality and creativity.
Hmm. That's pretty amazing stuff. We're having a little technical difficulties with the microphones. They're creating some kind of a echo loop right now. If you want to stand by for just a little bit till we get that fixed, I'll be glad
to bring
you on.
Oh, most definitely, yes. I thank you, just because there's a lot that I would like to make you aware of that can help you with your work, because I'm not ego-based or centralized. I'm actually after the elites, the ones that are controlling and manipulating most of the stuff through mainstream media.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm going to take – we got to put everybody on mute here for just a minute to see if we can get this problem solved with the microphone. And then sometime before the hour is up, I'll bring you back in. What was your name again?
If I can share my name, I'd appreciate it. It's Hugh, H-U-G-H, and the last name, Trawlson, is T like Tom, R-A-U-L, S like Sam, E like Edward, N like Nancy. You can just put it on YouTube or Google. It'll bring up all kinds of information.
Okay. Well, my name's Oro, and my wife on the other side of the room is Miss Paula, and we're got a show going, and I'll be glad to talk to you here in just a few minutes if we can get rid of this echo. But
I'll hang
on
there.
Just a
thank
few
you
minutes
so much.
You, and
yep.
We'll bring you right back on.
All right. Thank you again.
Okay. Did you get anything fixed up? Your microphone's not on.
I know. It just said I'm muted. I think I got it figured out. I shut off my computer's speakers.
I'm hearing just a wee little bit of an echo now.
Well, then that's coming from your computer speakers, but we should be all right here.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that'll work. So that's good. Did you hear what you had to say?
Yes.
Good. Let's, what were you going through? You were going through what we were going to cover, I think, and everything.
Yeah, I was going to try and remember what you had written down for show notes. And...
Oh, well. We got them. We got them, baby. We're going to talk just a little bit of brief history, and of course, we burn up enough time or we'll probably have to skip that. I wanted to put it in right here at the beginning that our show schedule is going to be really simple. It's Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern for an hour, and then Tuesdays and Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be on for an hour each one of those dates. And that's our show schedule for now. We'll probably be adding another night or two before long. But for right now, we'll all be three nights a week. Three nights and two nights and one day a week.
Yeah, the only thing is there was a Zoom call that was going to be on Thursday night you wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on at the same time as the show.
Imagine that.
Or
it might be we have our synchronization figured out for BTR and Zoom room. You never know. Anything's possible.
That's true, especially with us and Blog Talk. And
I'm going to cut that off since I know it's working okay. And, I did another one where we used to, just like we used to make a show notes and bullet points and stuff and then never being able to get back to it. But it's working out pretty good tonight. We wanted to talk a little bit about what to expect on future shows and the fact that we're going to be covering everything from Oro Expeditions, which is some of the old school shows, and bringing that forward. Not a lot going on with the expedition right now. It's on hold due to family reasons. But the one thing that is going full blast, and we wanted to talk a little bit about it, is OMP's Finders Keepers. That's something that we're very proud of. We're in the process of building it up. We've got the Facebook page. We have the website that Miss Paula built. And now we have the newest edition, which I'm going to let you talk about and give the address to and everything. We now have our own online store, which what we're hoping to do with that one of these days pretty soon is to be able to possibly do little mini auctions within the store. So a lot of really cool things going on there because we've got a lot of really cool stuff to get rid of. What do you think?
We do. Faster we can get it out of the house, faster
I
find
the room
for it.
But,
I don't hear you.
Oh, there we go. I wanted to cover my cough there for a little bit ago. The faster we can get it moved out, the faster we can find the living room floor again. But we have a eBay page on for ONP's Finders Keepers, and we're also building a e-commerce store on 3D Cart that's also called ONP's Finders Keepers.
And one other one, we have Finders Keepers on YouTube.
Right. Yeah, we have a YouTube channel for everybody.
Yeah, well, the YouTube channel is really cool on the store page because we've got a lot of really cool, like, box opening videos and storage cleanouts and all kinds of stuff on there.
Yeah, and we're going to be adding some other stuff as soon as I get a little further along here on the store. We're going to be doing some videos about some of the merchandise we have, some of the antique books and the vintage china and glassware and all kinds of really cool stuff that we've accumulated here in the last year. I thought for sure he'd taken off for parts unknown. I prayed that he had taken off for parts unknown. Oh, I don't hear you.
Well, you do now because I have me on.
Yeah.
Leroy, somebody hung out with us years ago on the radio show and caused a lot of havoc and a lot of whatnot. I guess you would call it.
Yes, he caused a lot of confusion.
But anyhow, it sounds exciting about the store because I'm liking that store website. I believe that's going to help us get things off of eBay. Not that there's anything wrong with eBay. You can make good money there, but you got to be ready to pay some commissions. You got to be ready to pay out some money. And we figured it out. If we set up a store page and we start doing our own sales, it's just a matter of getting a link out for the store page.
And that's another one that was pretty much the reason that we decided to go back on internet radio. It turns out that we have quite a few things that we're up to, even though we're pretty much, you know, stuck here at the house, here to take care of things that need taken care of. And at the same time, we have lots of things going on in person and on the internet as far as trying to raise a little bit of money, trying to get a lot of great products out to people, trying to get a lot of great secondhand items, because that's our other business. OMP's Finders Keepers is a secondhand whatnot shop type of business. And we have storage units full of stuff that we're going to be putting up, not just to look at, but to buy for sale. So that's really cool. So,
you ready to bring Hugh back in for a while?
Yeah, let's. He's showing on the switchboard and see what you have to say. You still hanging out there with us, Hugh?
Yes, interesting. Again, you're coming up with new ways that we have to look at as we come through the pandemic and develop whole new transparent, ethical, legal, and moral ways to connect with one another through what I'm looking to do is create circles in business of love where everybody benefits, not just the greedy ones.
Right, right. That's important.
Right. And a lot of people I tell in interviews, too, that election day is actually every day you buy a product. So a company can have the best product, the best customer service, but that's no longer enough. They have to be good to their employees, their customers, the environment, and give back to the community in ethical, legal, moral ways. And if you're buying lead-based painted toys out of China through Walmart, your kids don't have a choice, but you do. A lot of people aren't aware that it's verifiable on the internet. A few years ago, Walmart paid a fine of $82 million for dumping pesticides down the storm drains, but they paid the fine. It's in and out of the consciousness of people, but what's to stop them from doing it again until they get caught or something else? That's us when we wake up and say, no, I'm not going to buy from a company that's doing that.
Yeah, no, they have that corporate money where it means that they basically are okay with paying whatever it costs to get away with it. And
exactly.
We've experienced that a lot in our life. We drove tractor trailer cross country for 30 years.
Oh,
so
wow. Yeah.
We understand a lot about what you're talking about.
Yeah, the tractor trailer drivers are heroes, too. And they're trying to automate all that now, too. So
That's a little gripe I've got. You know, everybody's onto this whole thing about the tractor trailer drivers are everybody's hero. But before the pandemic, they were the ones that were being cussed at for supposedly cutting people off and hogging the road and blocking everybody.
Oh, no, I always respected them. Yeah. They're the professionals.
Well, no, I'm not
saying
everybody.
Right.
I'm not saying everybody, but a lot more people were saying those things than they were saying that we were heroes at that point.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And a lot of the problems that came with the scabs that were doing the things like the illegals driving the tractor trailers that wouldn't, you know, they keep the logs in the wrong way and they just were on drugs or whatever. And that there's always a small few that like the rotten apple in the barrel. So, but overall, no, the professionals, they know what they're doing and they're actually better to have more of them on the road because they even stop for things that they see aren't quite right as good citizens and help people out a lot of times.
That's it. You're right. And it's real easy to tell the good ones from the bad ones these days because it shows in their manners and their driving and their driving abilities, actually.
Right.
There's a lot of greenhorns out there that, you know, when I was new back in 83 out on the road, I thought, wow, I got the bull by the horns, you know, da 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 da. But the one thing that I had that a lot of these people coming out of these driving schools today don't have was that I had the gumption to pay attention to people that knew more than I did, to
right.
be quiet
right.
when I needed to be and listen to people talk and so on. And I think you got a lot less of that these days, and that's why you're having a lot more of these trucks running into the back of stopped vehicles, and you know, it's amazing some of the accidents that are happening these days. So.
Oh yeah, there's so many distractions all the way through. But now, did you do cross country or did you do local? Or?
Yeah, we did 48 states plus Canada.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Did you do tandem too?
We did. We ran team driving for about 11 out of the 30 years.
Were you doing commercial or independent?
Both. We've done both. We've drove other people's trucks, and we've owned our own before too, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to disrupt too much of your show if you have an agenda, but I would like to talk with you off air some more about some of the things that perhaps might take an interest and be of help to both of you.
Well, that'd be fine. I mean, we're easy to find. We're all over Facebook. And
yeah, everything. I don't do email or texting myself. Do you have my number to hang on to there?
Yeah, we have it on the switchboard here. You bet.
Oh, okay, great. You know, just hang on to that. And then, but there's plenty. I have a business partner in New York where I'm originally from, and he's a cybersecurity expert also involved in education. So I'm developing very powerful strategies with him that are video-based a lot, but that's where a lot of things are headed to. So that can be an enhancement for what you're talking about with your store. And I'm looking, I don't see it out there that much yet, but I think one of the most powerful tools that is going to be involved with social media networking is a video newsletter, because with that you can provide education opportunities and incentives to hold on to a base and bring more people to you.
Right, right. And that's exactly why we're working on integrating the Zoom meeting room together with our radio show here, so that we can have video capabilities instead of just the live chat room. So that's
all
something
right,
that we're working on for the near future. And yeah, we'll definitely hold on to your number here. I have a curiosity question. How did you find
sure.
it? Did you find it on Blog Talk, or
oh,
did
no,
you
I,
find
I'm
it on
with
the
Blog Talk? I've been a guest on numerous shows, and I just
well,
let
actually,
take me wherever.
Actually, Hugh's been on our show several times back when
oh,
we
really?
Were on before. Yes,
yep.
yes, I remember Hugh
yep,
from before.
That's what I thought. Right. We've been on.
Yeah,
we were
and there
on
again, there's a lot more information available about me since a couple of years ago, since I came into contact with my
well,
business partner
been more than
in
a
New
couple.
York.
This was 2009 was when we were on, from 2009 to 2014.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember me from that far back?
I certainly do.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Great minds think alike, I guess.
She's the one with the memory. I claim not to have any memory, and she got it all. So, yep, if she says it, it must be true.
Well, that's where, again, looks like you found an earth angel like I did. Where I was married 35 and a half years, and she blessed me with the lesson of unconditional love. I can't thank her enough for that. So it's in her memory. I'm committed to empowering women and indigenous people in my work. But, you know, that's women, it's their time to come forward. They have extra senses that men don't have to be more peaceful and loving.
Oh, yeah,
men,
for sure.
Men tend to
well,
be a little bit more macho. They want to blow things up and kill you.
Yeah.
Well, you have exactly 1 year on us. We're 34 and a half together.
I was born in 44, so I'm 75 currently. And
I mean
my,
married years.
Oh, the anniversary. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. She passed back in 2007, a month and a half after she died. I almost died, which disabled me. And it's
no,
amazing.
It's like your loss. Yeah, it's sad.
Well, it was all meant to be. I mean, I'm in bliss just knowing that she's still with me in spirit helping me, because if she was here physically, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. She'd be happy just cooking beautiful meals and holding hands and talking, but I got a lot more to do before I go back at the spirit. So she's there working with my business partner, Jesus Christ.
And, there you go.
And I, it's not that I ask Jesus to be my business partner so that makes me equal or it makes me a channeler, but it gives me humility, and I ask that things only be done in the way Jesus wants them done in his time, not mine, as a vessel for what he wants out of me for the world.
That's wonderful.
We don't have an opportunity to make choices at any moment in our life, and that's why I like to bring it back to basics, especially now that the internet I see as mankind's avatar in the future. It's like the Wild West right now, but it can be cleaned up, and that's what I'm looking to do, bringing out strategies that are not ego-based, not centralized, that will go back with transparency, following the money pipelines to the elites to force them to change their ways or be dealt with legally. So,
we enter into the age of Aquarius, we're starting to see that business is returning to working through the heart as opposed to simply working through the head. And I think the younger generation has a lot to do with that as we get away from the robber barons of the Industrial Revolution. So
you're exactly right on the money. God bless you, you are an earth angel too, I can tell.
Well, gee, it's been a real pleasure, and we got your number, and we'll definitely be in touch.
I'll let you get on with your agenda, so I have a couple other places I have to go anyway. But, yeah, thank you so much for bringing me on, and it's interesting to see that we're connecting again after all those years. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good, and I got a song that I'm dedicating to that I'm going to put on right now. This comes from a gentleman we know that could have been a very famous songwriter, singer, but chose to go back to Alaska. And I want to dedicate this to the past because we met him quite a few years also. So you have a blessed evening, and we'll definitely be in touch for sure.
All right, thank you. And I tell people, too, if you can't do anything else, you can say a prayer, and God will put the ego in check where it needs to be. So thank you again.
Good night.
Thanks.
You ready on the button?
It ain't working.
There
it goes.
Waiting for lightning under clouded skies, rolling home down this blacktop. I watch the heat waves rise. I'm still bone dry. Have all my chances passed me by? I'm waiting for lightning. I've tried to pull my faith way up high, like a lightning rod as the storms pass by. But I'm weary, Lord, I'm weary. And I know I've prayed a thousand times. Find a way, let her know how much I love her. God, I love her, but I can't tell her. Cause I'm waiting for lightning to strike that woman's heart. I feel a just as once, it would sure be nice. I'm waiting for lightning. Yeah, I made mistakes, might have drove away the one that may be strong enough to save me. Call me crazy, but to go all in is a fearful thing. Cause if I lose it, it'd be enough to break me. Some kind of crazy.
one more to a broken sky. I'm waiting for lightning. And as I pull up to an empty home, lightning flashes and I hear my phone, and I wonder that it's her number. And I hear her voice, feel my heart race, feel the rain pound my face and thunder. My heart thunders. And I hear her saying, I love you. Feels like heaven answered to draw my number. I was going under. God of wonder. I've been
that was Waiting on Lightning from Dighton Gillian, friend of ours that went to Nashville and said, hey, I'm going to be a Nashville star. And he was making music that sounded like that. Matter of fact, that was one of the songs on one of his albums. And then, just for no reason whatsoever, changed his mind and decided to go back to Alaska and go back to being a gold miner. So can't kick him either way. Either way, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, his family had a long history in the Alaska goldfield, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that blue thing sitting there.
Yeah. About a month ago, a friend of ours.
Longer than that.
18th of March.
Now.
2 months, yeah. A friend of ours introduced us to this product that I had never heard of and hadn't. It's not something that's widely known because it is a unique product, and it's called ASEA Redox Signaling. And a friend of ours told his story about what the product did for him, and being as we both have health problems.
We had a lot of the same problems, me and him both, with the back and back chronic pain and back problems.
And for that reason, we decided to try these products to see if we could get the same relief that our friend was talking about. And, well, Oro, have you gotten...
Yeah, it was like I was just telling somebody earlier, they were asking me about it, if I was seeing the relief that was promised, and I said not only what was promised, but a lot more. I'm going to say probably sometime in June, I'm going to be able to be narcotics free. I'm going to call it for sometime about mid-June, maybe sooner, that I'll be able to be completely off the narcotics and have no need for the pain clinic anymore that I visit every month.
That's a pretty tough goal there.
No, it ain't. I got this. Hold my beer. I'm serious. That's the way it makes me feel. I mean, we've already talked about it before, some of the stuff that we noticed right away. And this is the thing, the products, Dave told us straight up. He said 90% of the people feel something right away or within the first few days or week. 10% don't feel anything at all. But then, okay, if you're taking something that's a supplement and you don't feel anything at all, is that a big deal? If it is, let me ask you this. You take a multivitamin every day. Do you feel any difference if you stop one day? Anything that we do is a habit. Drink a cup of coffee in the morning. If you drink one cup instead of two, do you really feel a big difference? No. Okay, that's the same thing. When these signaling molecules go into your body, they do what they're supposed to do regardless of what you got wrong with you. And, you know, they told us, well, it tastes like salt water a little bit, and it also tastes a little bit like pool water or chlorinated water. For me, that's what it tastes like. And they said, well, the less toxic you are, the less nasty it's going to taste, because it doesn't have to work as hard in somebody's body who isn't as toxic as somebody else. So, and Miss Paula, when we first started drinking the Redox, it was all she could do to drink it. She was holding her nose. She was trying to figure out, you know, how not to drink it.
Hey, I was just about the taste was so nasty to me.
And for me, it was just like, you know, getting a mouthful of water while you're in the swimming pool. It's not normal, but it's not a big deal either.
Well, now this past week, I noticed that it tastes like you say, it tastes like pool water. But today, was it this morning? Oh, yeah. No, it was last night.
This morning you made a face too.
Yeah, this morning when I took my 2 ounces, it had that nasty taste again. So I guess it's just what the certain chemical balance in your body.
Did you take the pills today? Did you take the other pills?
Yeah, I took them, but I took them.
Maybe that's changing. That could be taking some toxins and making the toxin thing go back up again.
Well, that's true. That's true. I always take the Via in the afternoon, though. I don't take it when I drink my water.
Right.
But you do.
Okay, we talk about the beet commercial and the pretty black-haired lady that talks about the beet supplement, right?
Yeah.
And since they ain't giving us any money, we're not going to say the name. But anyhow, they talk about one particular thing out of 5 that the nitrous oxide type of treatment, that if you're paying attention to that, and what's that, glutathione, that's the big deal with these products. And if you notice the color of each one of those bottles sitting over there, we got the blue water bottle.
No.
Right? That covers it. That's from the inside out. We got the Renew 28. It's white and blue, and it's from the outside in. That's the gel that you rub on. It's the same as the water. But now, what's really cool, if you notice, we have a total of 5 things in that pie chart that they talk about that we haven't memorized yet that needs to be up on the whiteboard.
Let me try.
Okay, go ahead. 5 of them.
Okay, we have circulation and cardiovascular.
Right.
We have the immune system.
2.
Brain.
3. Heart and brain. I know one, but not the other that's left. I know the hormone.
Hormones, yeah. And, yeah, you got me. I'm going to have to
look. You got to look up the 5th one. But anyhow, there's 5, okay? And here's the thing. The water and the gel cover the inside and the out. And the other 4 products with the Via that we have,
they cover digestion.
Okay. They cover every one of those that you just named off in their own way. Read the bottle.
Yeah.
So whenever we put that pie chart up, when we're going to eventually do live meetings on this. I can't wait to have a live meeting, go get one of these conference rooms in one of these hotels down here at the lake and get a conference room and put 20 or 30 people in a room and get my whiteboard out and get busy with my markers, because this is going to be a blast explaining this to people, and they're going to get it. They're actually going to get it.
Yeah, activating the natural immune system, activating vascular health maintenance and elasticity, reducing heart disease, potential digestive health benefits by increasing enzyme production and limiting indigestion, hormone activation pathway activation, reduction in inflammation and enhanced immunotolerance. You're just... Oh, I wish I had the video on
right now.
Video.
No video.
So those are the 5 things.
No to the video just for tonight anyway.
But another thing that I noticed this morning.
Well, wait a minute before you get too far into it now. So while everybody's remembering that was reading from our training stuff and talking about the stuff the doctors talk about, right? Well, okay, we have the green bottle, right? The source, a source. And this is for whole food and micronutrient complex, which covers one of those. Which one do you think?
Well, the water covers
all
of them.
You have omega, which is the native heart and brain complex. Very important. The third one is the biome, full spectrum probiotic. Everybody's talking about probiotics these days. This is the best there is. Why? Because it has the molecules. And last but not least, LifeMax, which is active lifestyle and vitality formula. And they're even color coded. The pill, the colors of the pills match the lid. Go figure.
But we just wanted to touch base a little bit on that this evening while we were doing this, just simply because we are starting to see results. We were part of the 15% that sees.
Oh, no, it ain't starting. It was first day. I felt it. And then the other thing that we talked about before was the hair and drain. And I'm down to whenever I take a shower now, I gotta take 5 showers to get the same amount of hair and drain that I was putting in it in one shower a month and a half ago. So that ought to tell you something, without saying amounts, but, you know.
Yeah. Yes. And as I started to say, one of the 15% of the people have immediate results, which we had some immediate results, but after 6 weeks, we're starting to see bigger results. Well, today.
What are you saying?
Today I noticed that while I had occasional pain, I did not have constant pain in my hip, because I have one hip left that needs replaced. I have one bionic hip and one that's waiting. The pandemic kind of put me behind on my artificial joint surgery. But I noticed today that I haven't taken any Aleve. I haven't taken any ibuprofen or Tylenol or any other over-the-counter pain reliever. And while I did have an occasional twinge, I did not have any pain today from my hip. And that's all.
They all agree.
And that's all I got to say on that, as Forrest Gump used to say.
That's all I'm going to talk about on that. Yeah. But anyhow, looks like about 16 minutes left here on the hour, and I'm kind of liking these hour-long shows right now, getting us used to the grind, so we'll be ready when we start doing 3 hours and 5 hours, and we pay that big money, we can be on for however long we want to be. We just do a loop.
I was going to say, I hope you got 2 or 3 other partners in mind to help you out.
We can do a loop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what Leroy's up there. He's up something. Oh, I know what he's doing. He's looking for the music. I got it hid where he can't get to it. Here's what he's looking for. Yeah, man. We have cool music here, man. Leroy likes the reggae, man. You don't have much to say over there.
I was just listening to the reggae.
Like I said, we're getting warmed up. So we might do reggae. We could end up doing some Peter Bender drumming. I mean, it's hard to tell what we might get into.
Yeah, we got a little bit of everything.
Anyhow, we want to probably just talk for a little bit longer. And just so you know, whenever we talk about a sea, we're not doing it because I can hear. I got like three echoes for a talkback. That's better. Much better. Whenever we talk about a sea, we're not talking about it to try to sell you something. My favorite saying, and it's something I came up with quite a long time ago when we were doing network marketing in the past, is I'm here to be your information tour guide. Okay? Somebody answers one of our ads. You know, we're running some Craigslist ads. We're running a few other ways that we're getting the word out about it. And people are calling an 800 number, and they're listening to a two-minute message done by a very nice lady that's in the company, been in the company a long time. And she explains just a little bit to get your interest up. And then you leave your name and number, and then I call them back and see what it is they're looking for. So for me, I'm not doing sales. I'm not, you know, I'm doing marketing, but I'm not doing sales. Sales to me, it would be as if I was going to call them back whenever I called them, is if I was going to sit and drill them and, you know, boom, boom, boom. But whenever I call somebody back, I'm asking them questions. Like, what were you looking for when you answered my ad? And that usually starts a conversation. And during the conversation, I get a chance to get the person's email. Once we have the email, then we can email back and forth and we can communicate. And the first thing we email out is a nice email letter letting the other person know that we were in touch. And it includes links for videos that explains everything that you would need to know about ASEA, about the products, about the marketing plan, about the compensation, about the people involved. Things like the company's been in business over 10 years. The science has been around since the late 90s. The company is totally debt-free, has been, I think, for pretty much the whole time it's been in business. It's all U.S. made in the United States. All the products are manufactured in just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah, and along with the corporate office. So it's marketed and there's distributors in 33 countries. And when you say 10 years and then you say 33 countries, that's saying something. We've been around quite a few different companies. And when you say those two figures together, that's saying something. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Because usually people at the top run off with the cash box or the products suck or something. You never know. So, yeah, for a company to be they did $182 million in sales this year. They're looking to do $200 million this year. So they're pretty well established, and Virtus Norton and his son Tyler Norton are at the head of the company. And Virtus Norton was one of the people that helped make Kraft Foods what it is today. So the man knows his stuff.
Oh yeah, that tells you all you need to know about Virtus. He was matter of fact, we owned some Kraft stock. That's how we knew the name. From the past, we dabbled in stocks in the past and had a few shares in Kraft. But yeah, the company's secure. And my favorite part about it is we got involved. It's coming up on 2 months now, I think. But we got involved right when the growth period of the company started. Okay, if you lay out a line graph from the beginning, from the time a company starts in network marketing to the time that it reaches its peak, okay, it's a simple arch graph, an inverted arch, and we're at the part right now on their graph that they keep track of, that there actually is one, we're at the part right where it starts to swing and go vertical. And the line that goes up is incredibly long. So we're right at the point where it's breaking out big time and with plenty of room to grow and plenty of time to grow. So we're excited. We've got some fantastic products. I'm feeling better. And I'm telling people straight up, this could very easily prove to be the Fountain of Youth in a bottle. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about the whole fountain, but it's probably pretty close.
Well, if you hook up a little pump and put a little hose in it and stick it out of the top and turn it on, yeah, it'd be a fountain, but you'd be wasting all your redox. All your signaling molecules would be wasted that way. But tell the story about your dad. We got plenty of time, about 9 minutes. So tell the story of the day we got the stuff. What your dad did.
Oh, yeah. The day that our box arrived with our welcome kit, the original order we put in had 4 quarts of the redox signaling water and 2 tubes of Renew 28, which is the redox signaling gel. And that's, you know, the outside. You plaster that on the outside and drink it. And you so you're working from the inside out and the outside in.
Well, they said you could actually drink the gel, but it's not recommended because it tastes really nasty. I'm not going to try.
No,
but they say
no.
It doesn't. It won't hurt you if you actually have to get it in your mouth or something.
But my dad's 89, and he suffers from sundowners. And he got it in his head one day that he was going to unplug the drain in the basement.
Yeah.
And so he had put Drano in it, and when you read the instructions on the Drano bottle, it says, you know, let's set for 20 minutes and then pour hot water to rinse out the pipes. So he
took the 20 minutes to boil some water.
Yes, and he's carrying this pan of boiling hot water down the steps, and I hear this crash, and he had misstepped because of the step and the floor being close to the same color. He thought he was on the bottom, on the floor, and he still had a step to go. And he's on his hands and knees, and the pan's there, and the water's all over. And he had splashed water all, you know, down in front of him and all over his hand. And his hand was very red. Luckily,
blistering up really
yeah,
bad.
it was starting to blister. It was first and second. It wasn't any third degrees, but it was mostly first, some second. And I dried the water off his hands and grabbed the tube of redox because they said it was good for everything.
Well, we looked at each other and it's like, okay, do we go for the butter dish? Do we go for the aloe? Oh, wait a minute, we got this new stuff. It's
yeah,
new 28.
Because I was getting ready to pull one of the
we got a
buttload
of aloe.
Yeah, we got a huge aloe plant.
Somebody, you know, call ahead and let us know. We'll dig you up a big root of it if you're coming by. We got a bunch.
But I put that Renew 28 on the back of his hand a couple times a day for 3 days, and it took all the first. He said he never had any pain in it.
And that's amazing considering the size of that burn and what it
yeah.
looked like. It made my hand hurt to look at it.
Yeah, it was the whole back of his hands and his hand and fingers. But he said he had no pain and the hand was red, but it did not blister. And a couple days later, it looked normal. I mean, there was.
I'm serious. Like three to four days, you couldn't even tell he'd done it.
No, all the redness was gone, and he kept saying, I don't have any pain, I don't have any pain. So,
I mean, that's how amazing this stuff is. We have a video that shows how amazing Renew 28 is, and anybody that would like to see it, all you got to do is check us out on Facebook. We're easy to find. I'm OroCast, she's Paula Cast, and you'll look at our timeline. You're going to find this video by Dr. Duck, Leland Duck. If you see that name and it's a video with him and a woman standing there, be sure and watch it because I'm going to give you a little nutshell version of what you're going to see, okay? This stuff works so fast that this guy does a demonstration where he tells this lady to put her arms in a certain position, like behind her back. It's one of the things he has her do, and to see if she can put her palms together behind her back. And, of course, she can't. She's limited to being about a foot difference. It's about 8 or 10 inches, 12 inches apart. And he rubs his stuff on her throat and on the back of her neck and tells her immediately to try the same thing. And she's able to lay one palm over the other palm. And we're talking immediately, ain't we?
Yeah, it was immediate.
Instant. And there's two other things, I believe, two or three other things that he does that shows just how quick it works. And then the other amazing part, spoiler alert, is this stuff can be turned off from working like that as quickly as it turns on. You got to see the movie, folks. It's a short movie, about 12 minutes long, and it's the perfect demonstration to show the power of signaling molecules and how fast they go to work when they get in the body.
Well, or just if you're on Facebook, go to See a Healthy Self. It's a group. It's a private group,
yeah.
But you can ask to join, and it's full of testimonies and before and after pictures. And
if you go to the top right in the group, you can see the different places to click on that has familiar links. I forget what they call them. Subjects, I guess. But then you can also go to the search box and put in like bone on bone pain or
arthritis.
No,
boils,
you got to be careful which medical words you use.
Yeah.
They don't work. Like cancer doesn't work. If you put in cancer, it doesn't work very good. But if you want to see something about cancer, you put in mutating cells or something that has to do with cancer, and then it shows all the posts, the testimonials that are showing that and talking about it. So it's an amazing site, Healthy Self on Facebook. And they ask a couple questions for you to join. It's a private group. Once you're in, you can take lots of time to look around and find everything you need to know about what other people have to say about this stuff. We're going to tell you a little bit about it every show. We concentrate a little bit more on it tonight, but from now on, it's probably going to be more like a commercial type thing instead of a segment of the show. But we're also, in the very near future, going to be bumping it up to 2 to 3 hours a show per night. So, and maybe adding a night or two to the agenda. Who knows? One thing to keep in mind, and I'm talking to a chat room with nobody in it right now, okay? But quickly here, while we got 2.5 minutes, I've been known to do contests. And trust me when I tell you, we got a whole house full of really cool stuff that I'm itching to get rid of. And a lot of it is eligible for giveaway. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. If you need an idea of the kind of stuff I'm talking about, check out OMP Finders Keepers. Check us out. Check out the website, finderskeepers.com.
And we've got 2 minutes left.
Well, you're the one motioning. I thought you had something to say.
No, I was just doing a countdown. I wasn't...
Were you counting down?
Just to let you know.
90 seconds, and where's the song? Where's our song? There it is.
Campfire on the mountain. And we'll be back Thursday evening at 9 p.m. for another edition.
One more time, Thursday at 9.
Slept below a bed of stars, no sign of trouble comes, just you and I over the sea. When the tide came in, you had to find high ground to save me. That seems to be just what you do. I can only hope with all my heart that maybe, baby, if you're gonna move along, you're always gonna wanna take me too. Oh, don't matter if we're rich or poor, you know we've both been there before. And I'd follow you around the world till the end of time. A twin bed in a cheap hotel, the big city never did us well. Holding hands down the avenue, watching all the silly things that people do. But we stroll along without a care. When the rain came down, you threw your coat on the ground to save me. Oh, that seems to be just what with all my heart that maybe, baby, if you're gonna move along, you're always gonna wanna take me too. Ooh.